Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit.
What's good, Fatherhood? It's your boy, James Lopez, representing once again for all the dope dads out there with the Fatherhood is Lit podcast. We are up to episode 23 of the podcast, and I have you to thank for it. So thank you and salutes to you for hooking up the Fatherhood is Lit crew. After episode 22 with Ivan Rivera of Little Giants, I received over 50 emails and over 100 DMs thanking me for covering streetwear and a dad building in that space. One email really hit me. It came from a famous streetwear influencer who shall remain nameless for now. If you hear this and want me to tell the world who you are, just let me know. I got you. I know the community will get a kick out of knowing you rock with us. So if you want me to tell him, just send me that DM. His email was long, but full of gems. One statement made me laugh out loud and had my kids looking at me like I was crazy. He said towards the end of the podcast, you asked Ivan about twinning with your kids. To my surprise, Ivan and yourself were on my side of the equation. Even though my son and I twin for ad campaigns, I hate that shit, but love the money. That was crazy to me because I always see this dude in the magazines and digital prints, all of that, twinning with his son. And I know he's getting paid real well to do that, but he actually hates it. So salutes to you for sending me that email, man. I appreciate it. I won't get into it much further than that, but I bring that up because I also received messages from dads telling me how corny I was for not wanting to dress up as my son. Well, fellas, my dad had me dressing up on Sundays in the hood. While my friends played, I watched from the sidelines. That shit was whack. That's why I don't like twinning. I don't want to do it because my dad fucked it up for me. Point blank. You do you, I do me. That's the beauty of fatherhood. We all do it differently. To some, we might be the coolest dads out there, but to others, we might be corny. None of that matters. What matters is who you see yourself as in the mirror and what your kids tell others about you. That's your brand as a dad. That's what matters. Always remember, we are different, but we all got the same goals, to live fatherhood to the fullest and give our kids the best possible lives. Let's get it, and thank you once again for all the dope comments. Remember to hit your favorite podcast platform, subscribe, review, and then share the Fatherhood is Lit podcast so we know the love is real. And now on to today's topic. This weekend, I was a little under the weather and tried to sleep in a bit. I say try because when you have three kids, that shit is impossible. I heard my wife and my oldest son going at it early in the morning. Can't really tell you what they were arguing about. I was ducking under a pillow, upset that they woke me up. Usually when this happens, I head on over and take control. But this one time, I really needed to rest. I felt like shit. But then I heard some screaming, and the worst thing you can hear as a parent, you're going to get yourself hurt. Then I heard, I told you, Jaden, now stop. That's how I knew it was real, but stayed back. My wife was on her grind disciplining my oldest, and to be honest, I loved it. Here's why. First and foremost, as a dad of three boys, I'm tired of always being the bad cop. Aren't you? I'm a pretty laid-back type of dude. My wife is even more relaxed than I am, especially when it comes to my kids. Y'all tell me, are all wives kind of soft when it comes to disciplining their kids? Or do they just act soft when the dad like us is around? My kids could tear the house down, smack each other, and even break things in front of her. And she can disregard it like it's nothing, like nothing's happening. When I tell her that she needs to let them know what's up, she tells me, it's not that serious. Or she tells me, you can say something about it if it's bothering you. What the fuck? She brushes it off, and not so secretly, she is saying, you're the dad. Do something about it. I'm always doing something about it. And the minute she tells them I'm telling dad, they start to shape up. They know when dad comes through, somebody isn't going to be happy, and that someone isn't going to be me. I am the bad cop, and to be honest, I'm tired of it. Hearing my wife and my son going at it was exactly what they both needed. She knows how to handle the kids on the discipline side, but when you have a dad like me disciplining his kids, well, your job just got easier, so you kind of like slack off and you get lazy with it. That's my fault. That's my fault that I'm always the bad cop. But that one morning, I took off and they survived. My son even walked away with a self-inflicted bruise for being a dummy. He's blaming her for it for life. She's earning her stripes. She was the bad cop that one morning. I'm all for it. Kids need to respect both parents, not just one. My pops hit me once my entire life, and it was for something I didn't even do. Go figure. I'll never forget that day. I will also never forget how he once told me, "You disrespect your mother, you're disrespecting me, and you don't want that." I didn't respect my mom as much as I respected my dad. Even though he didn't hit me, I feared him. Just seeing him angry straightened me up. My mama, not so much, but she was no pushover. My dad wouldn't hit me, but her? Shit, she would chase me around the house until I hid under my bed. Here I was thinking I was a smart one hiding under the bed, and she would just grab a broomstick and poke me until I was out of there. Then she would make it a priority to let me know that she wasn't tolerating disrespect. It didn't hurt, but I didn't want her screaming or hitting me. I didn't fear her as much as I feared my dad, but I did respect her. That's all I want for my own kids. My wife isn't the type to beat our kids. She's not the type to yell like a maniac, and my kids know that. They will test her way more than they will test me. And if I'm always the bad cop, well, guess what? They will fuck with her all the time. Hearing my wife put it on my oldest, who thinks he's super tough, was a blessing. I know how tough she is. I know how much she cares about my kids. Seeing her becoming the bad cop, even if it was for just that one morning, was dope. She put her foot down and let little man know that she would F him up if she needed to. My son was upset over the whole thing, and I know that he knows mom is no punk. He's going to respect her the same way he respects me, because if not, she's going to remind him. Keyword, she's going to remind him, not me. I'm all for it. Keep me out of it unless you really need me. Kids need more than one type of parenting style. I make it a habit of telling the Fatherhood Is Lit community that we don't always have all the answers. You can hear me preach this on the podcast or daily as I get my Uber dad on while driving my kids around on Instagram. I take great pride in being a father. And even though in my eyes dads are the best, we simply don't know it all. It's impossible. That's why kids need everyone around them chipping in on the discipline side. My wife and I differ in not just what we discipline the kids about, but also how we do it. She yells at them and sometimes tries to straighten them up by making them feel bad about their action. For example, if my oldest hits his little brother, she will tell him, "Jaden, that was so bad. How would you feel if somebody did that to you? Look, now he's sad because of you and he loves you. Don't do that anymore." They need that softer approach sometimes. Me, well, I'm a little bit more rougher than that. True story. My oldest hit my child a few times before, and I hate bullies. I hate them with a passion. So I grabbed him by the neck, screamed at him for being a bully, and then did what many moms wouldn't do. I held him down and told my middle child to fuck him up. That's right. I held him and advised little man to punch him in the nuts, and if he ever picked on him again, to kick or punch him really hard in the nuts and then run to me. I know my oldest could destroy my middle son. So I threw in the line, "Yo, and if you touch him again, I'm going to bully you." It's a little rough, but my way straightened him up quick. Her way made him think about why it mattered to begin with. My oldest knows what's up, but only because we both got involved in our own ways. We both have different ways of approaching the same situation. And to me, kids need both. They need the mama side and the dad side. There will be lessons from both sides that our kids can grow and learn from. It can't happen if only dad is putting in work on the discipline side, though. Let your significant other put in work. Better yet, encourage it. We can't always be there to be the bad cop anyway. In conclusion, I don't believe in hitting your kids as a form of discipline. That shit barely works, especially as they get older. I mean, you might feel the need to punch your son in the stomach, but will you do that to your daughter if she's your size? You probably won't. I know I can't. That shit'll make me sad. But having both parents actually disciplining your child can go a long way. Whether you're still with the mother of your child or not, you should want your kids respecting them as much as you want them respecting you. We also want them showing that same level of respect to the outside world. We might handle that side of respect a little different than moms, and that's the beauty of it. We won't always be right. Some of our actions might not even make sense, but our kids can learn so much from both parents putting in the work. Gone are the days of dads not being involved. Now let's start sharing the responsibility of being the bad cop in our family. My son didn't like that wifey stepped up and handled him as she should have. But to me, she was the MVP. She was the bad cop for the day, and I got to see her do it. She might not always do it when I feel she should, but she sure did let my son know mom can get busy if she needs to. Real dads are up 10,000 points, so are the real moms. How do you deal with disciplining your child and even having your significant other step up to the plate? Hit me up on Fatherhood Is Lit on Instagram and let me know. As always, our presence matters. Dads matter. Make your presence felt. Fatherhood is lit.